Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you. And we are in Southern Pines, North Carolina at the Mid-South Club, wrapping up our beautiful week here in this gorgeous area, the home of American golf and the greater Pinehurst area, if you will. Hopefully you've been listening to our shows all week long. We've had a lot of great guests on, talked a lot about this area, and we will continue to do so. We'll have Matt Hauser join us in just a little bit. He's the PGA General Manager at the Mid-South Club and Tallamore Golf Resort, which is right where we're at here, and he'll give us some great updates on that. And again, get your pen out there, get your mind going, because we'll give you some websites and things to go to if you want to book your next trip here to this area of over 40 golf courses that you can play and enjoy with yourself, your buddies, your family, whoever it might be. So Matt will be joining us in just a little bit. Frank Bassett, as always, right here next to me. And we'll talk U.S. Open, too. I kind of buried the lead there. Oh, by the way, the U.S. Open is being played at Torrey Pines. How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing good. The U.S. Open's this week?
Yeah. Did you know that? We're having all the fun here.
I had no idea. I knew that, I'd get my iPhone, I'd run out there and turn the camera on and take a few shots of Phil.
Yeah. Turn it real loud.
We'll turn it up real loud.
We'll tell you what that reference is. By the way, Russell Henley and Louis Oosthuizen have the lead as of right now, but as we're coming to you and doing the show, everybody has not finished their first round. They had a rather long, lengthy delay in the first round yesterday. And so everybody, I think about 30, 35 guys still on the golf course had to finish some of their rounds, including Oosthuizen, I think, had just 18 to play. But he is at 4-under with Henley. Other guys not doing quite so well. Jordan Spieth, Webb Simpson we were talking about, not playing well. Ooh. Phil Mickelson, again, maybe it's a pipe dream to go for that career Grand Slam at the U.S. Open. But
at 51.
He gets a lot of attention. He proved he can still play. But U.S. Opens tend to be a little bit challenging. He's Mr. Runner-up at the U.S. Open and opened with a 4-over, 75, so not the end of things. By the way, this segment brought to you by Arnold Palmer Spiked Tea. Arnold Palmer Spiked Tea, we'll tell you more about that coming up in a little bit, too, where you can find it, where you can get it, and how you can enjoy Arnold Palmer Spiked Tea. Did you get to watch any of the highlights? We've been kind of tied up because we've not only been doing the show, but we've, luckily enough, been able to play golf. Yeah. After the show almost every day.
Well, we've
so
been
we didn't
hosted.
Really get to see the U.S. Open.
Did you
watch some highlights or anything yesterday?
A little bit last night when we got back. We've been hosted by these folks, and it's
Phil Wurz.
Phil.
I'm telling you.
The CVB.
Greatest guy in the world.
Convention and Visitors Bureau. Phil's the guy that says, come visit, but go home. So you can come back again. And, of course, Natalie, who's with the Partners in Progress group that we had on the second show, I believe, this week, says, come visit and then buy a house and stay. So
the conflict is so real.
It's unbelievable. And they get along, too. That's what I saw between Phil and Natalie. They get along. So
like husband and wife.
But, no, we've been hosted by them all week. Yeah. And they have all this set up for us. I mean, we're in the crow's nest here at Mid-South Club, which is overlooking the 18th green and the 9th green, which is a combined green. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, and we've set us up on great golf. The first day we're here, they say, you're going to be playing Pinehurst number 2 today. You can't get a tee time on Pinehurst. Now, well, you probably can. I shouldn't say that. But
somewhere in the future.
Somewhere in the future.
But it's way down the road. It's not today. Yeah.
But somehow these guys have a lot of pull. So the first course we played was Pinehurst number 2 that set the tone for the event. It's just a historic golf course, a U.S. Open venue. Pinehurst, as we spoke in the first show, is now the anchor site for the U.S. Open.
Yes.
So and
they're
golf
on,
house,
they're on the list. It's almost like Super Bowl list. They're on U.S. Open list like for the next 20 years, every 5 or 6 years. So Pinehurst is going to keep that notoriety going. We played a gorgeous golf course yesterday.
Oh, my
Country
Lord.
Country Club of North Carolina.
CCNC.
Was just a magnificent golf course that we played with Phil. Again, he's the
Phil played pretty good, didn't
Convention
he?
Convention Visitors Bureau. I believe what if Phil might have finished birdie. Am I right? Phil.
There's Phil over here.
Did you finish birdie?
I think Phil's what did Phil
birdie par?
70? Par. Okay. 72? Something like that.
Here, he's already done. Yeah. It was so much fun. And that golf course was spectacular.
It was spectacular.
Oh, what a beautiful golf course that we played there. Is that actually in Pinehurst or is that Aberdeen?
That is in Pinehurst.
It's in Pinehurst, because Aberdeen is another little, let's call them
communities.
Villages.
The villages.
Yeah, there's a village of Aberdeen, Pinehurst, Southern Pines, all kind of makes up this greater area that has, again, over 40 golf courses.
We, We played with a buddy of Phil's, too.
Jerry.
Jerry hits the ball. He's Dustin Jerry.
Jerry's a guy that would scare you if you just walk up and say, hey, buddy, hi, and don't know him. Hey, let's put a little money on this game, because you would not necessarily think that Jerry is going to stripe it.
Yeah.
Like he did consistently.
Yeah.
I mean, he hit the tar.
Long.
Heel out of the ball.
I knew that was coming.
Thank you.
Oh, please.
I've been waiting all
this segment brought to you by Hokie Comments.
It was impressive to watch him play, but regardless of how any of us played, another gorgeous day.
We had fun.
Phil, by the way, could not have drawn up a better forecast.
Oh, it's
I looked outside, probably on your 10-day forecast, like we all do when you're going to go somewhere, and we looked. I did a week ago. It had a chance of rain every day that we were going to be here, and a decent chance, like 30-40%. I thought, man, it's going to ruin every, we go play golf, we have this great opportunity to be here, but we're going to sit there inside and watch it rain outside. We've barely seen a cloud.
Yeah, I mean, Carolina blue skies,
baby. Which is to Phil's credit, but also to the discredit of every meteorologist that I hate. So, what are these guys?
You finally admitted it.
What are these guys? What do they know? How inaccurate can they be?
Gee, Phil's, Christmas. It's, for our listeners, Tim is CBS Sports. Dallas has been forever, was sportscaster. He's doing other fun things now, but we always talk about the weather people because they get 6 minutes.
Local
45
sports
seconds.
Guys get nothing anymore.
That's terrible.
Yeah, you don't even. I am encouraged, though. We're talking about watching the U.S. Open. Louis Oosthuizen, as we were saying, is tied for the lead, has a hole to play. Yeah. I'm encouraged because I've been watching some of the highlights. A lot of these guys are doing what I'm doing, which is putting from 15 yards off the green.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing is my point. If Louis Oosthuizen can do it, then I feel comfortable doing it because my chipping is not quite tour level. And so I feel better about myself, which is really all that matters.
Far be it for me to make any comment after the exhibition of championship golf I put on yesterday.
Yeah. It was fun, though.
It was. Right? Oh, no, it was fun. You play with people you like. It's a lot of fun.
I know.
You know, when you hit a bad shot, everybody in the group kind of goes, mm.
Yeah.
You know, oh, they don't want to say anything.
But we all hit bad shots. We all hit some good shots.
Some more than others.
Yeah, maybe so. Remember so. But anyway, we're going to be playing here today, so we'll have another.
Yes, here at the Mid-South Club.
Great round. And, again, we're going to be joined by Matt Hauser, who's the GM here and at the Tullamore Golf Resort. Before we get to that, before we take our first break, I want to remind everybody about Arnold Palmer Spike Tee. We mentioned it early. Whenever you're out playing a little bit of golf or doing anything and you need some refreshment, we all know about Arnold Palmer. I mean, the legendary iced tea lemonade drink that Arnie invented. It's got his name on it. Well, the spike part adds a little bit to it, 5% alcohol by volume. So that great flavor also has a little kick to it now with Arnold Palmer Spike Tea. Again, no matter what your activity, whatever you're doing, it's a timeless combination of fruit juice and iced tea along with a little bit of alcohol to just make it a spectacular drink after any activity that you're involved in. And if you want to know how you find out about getting the multi-packs or the 24-ounce cans, we've seen it all over North Carolina here, by the way, right?
It's everywhere.
Arnold Palmer Spike Tee is at almost every club we've been playing. Go to Arnold Palmer, spiketee.com.
Arnold Palmer spiked.com.
I'm sorry, you're right. Arnold Palmer spiked.com/GTA. Arnold Palmer spiked.com/GTA. And you can find out an area, a bar, a restaurant, a location near you that sells that beverage. You can also go to Drizzly and Instacart, which are great online apps to have it delivered right to your house or your
club
or wherever you might be. And it's Arnold Palmer Spike Tee. So be sure to check them out. They're a great sponsor, and it is a pleasure for us to be, even to say, I somehow feel connected to Arnold Palmer because his iced tea,
this is
his
golf course too.
Is sponsoring our show, and we're playing on his golf course today. It's all about Arnie, Arnie today.
2021 Hornell Brewing Company, Memphis, Tennessee, malt beverage with natural flavor. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Matt Hauser, again, general manager at the Tullamore Golf Resort here in this beautiful location. Here we're coming to you in Southern Pines, North Carolina, and Frank and I will be back with more right after this. Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett coming to you from Southern Pines, North Carolina, as we have all week long right here at the beautiful Mid-South Golf Club. And we're going to be talking to the general manager of this facility in just a little bit. But first and foremost, want to let everybody know that Father's Day is right around the corner, and we've got a great special for you if you're going to celebrate Father's Day. Of course, why wouldn't you? For any reason. And then you want to use Omaha Steaks year-round and take advantage of it. But Father's Day special offer that we have right here, go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code GTA, mm-hmm. and you can put that in the search bar, and it'll bring up the offer, which is a great, unbelievable offer, $99.99. Let's just round it up to $100. You get 28 of Omaha Steaks' favorite entrees, including 4 bacon-wrapped fillets, 4 boneless pork chops, jumbo franks, a free filet mignon burger, and others and others. I could go on and on. There's also desserts in there and also some of their flavoring, spectacular flavoring. Frank is a big, big fan of Omaha Steaks and has eaten not only your portion,
but yours.
But my portion as
well. Well, they were shipped to me for this as part of our deal.
Are they shipping more, by the way?
Are they shipping more?
Yeah, we'll
be. Well, yeah, for $99.99.
And by the way, would I ever know if they ship them? Because apparently they
don't have my
address.
Probably not, because they have my address.
They don't have my address.
They don't deliver. No, I'm kidding. They deliver worldwide, but trust me, folks, Omaha Steaks are great. Let me tell you, the hot dogs, the Jumbo Franks is what they call them. I'm not a hot dog person at all. And I cook those, and they're phenomenal. Everything they produce is phenomenal. The way they do it is it's a quick freeze-dry.
Right.
So it's sealed. If we buy a steak and have an extra steak when we go to the grocery, whatever, we put like wax paper around it, and then we put aluminum foil around it, and then put it in a baggie, and then put it in the freezer. And you pull it out, and it has freezer burn. Yeah. These don't.
Right.
These are sealed
the right way.
They're perfect. They're perfect, and you can keep them in your freezer for a good amount of time until it's time to break it out and let Dad grill them for himself for Father's Day.
The special deals are going fast, so take advantage of it right now. It's an unbelievable offer. Again, just $100 for those 28 Omaha Steak favorites. That's 59% savings. 59% savings. Go to omahasteaks.com, keyword GTA in the search bar there, and it'll bring you your special for Father's Day.
Or there you go.
Any time of the week.
I'm hungry.
I am too.
I'm starving.
Anyway, now with that being said, now that we're starving, Matt Hauser joins us. He's the general manager at the Mid-South Club, Tallamore Golf Resorts in general, and our host that we've experienced all week long right here. Matt, thanks so much for being with us. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for being here all week. It's awesome. Awesome having you here. Doing great.
We haven't offended anybody, right? We're okay?
No, you're good.
We might come back.
Yeah,
well, perfect. See, there you go. See, Frank, people love us. Go ahead. This crow's nest what?
Okay, I'm unbelievable. I'm speechless. This crow's nest. We're up in the private part of the Mid-South Club, which they let us in. I can't believe it. Above the clubhouse. Above the clubhouse with a huge balcony overlooking the 18th fairway and the 9th fairway with the green that's combined out there. A shared green between the two holes, and what's called the crow's nest. And there's just all sorts of, it's a beautiful room, number one, with a nice bar, big mahogany table. It's incredible. But there is something on the wall over there. It happens to be a flag from Mr. Palmer's 50th anniversary of the Masters, signed by Mr. Palmer, and then with all the winners up to that point around it. What a gorgeous piece of memorabilia in this room.
Yeah, that's great. You know, be nice to go ahead and update that one day and see if they could, you know, put all the new winners, you know, the winners since then in there would be.
Because I think it kind of goes up to like Mike Weir.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that was Palmer's 50th. I understand. But that's what I mean.
Yeah,
there's something else up here that I really, it's funny, okay? But you guys had a poker chip that you did a long time ago. Tell us a little bit about that real quick, Matt, before we get into everything we're going to talk about here.
Yeah, we Our logo at Tallamore is a llama. So a few years ago, we kind of took the outline of a llama and put a flag towards the back half of the llama and put a hole in there and resembles the Masters logo a little bit. And we colored it kind of the same coloring as the Masters logo. And lo and behold, this poker chip somehow, it was given out at our member guest. It made its way to Augusta.
Oh boy!
And we got a cease and desist letter for the coloring of our logo from the Master. So we've got one framed up here. We've got one framed in the Tallamore clubhouse. So
that's hilarious.
We put it up just to let people see it, and it's a great talking point. And you know, and we stopped using the coloring of it, but it's just a great thing to have.
And in full disclosure, the way that letter is written is very kind and nice.
Yes.
It's not derogatory toward this organization or this club, whatever.
Yet clear, in what it was saying.
It was very clear. Yes. And they didn't say cease and desist. They said, we suggest you not use that anymore.
Yeah. Essentially, yeah.
If you don't mind.
Exactly. They didn't use those terms, but that's what they said.
Yeah. So, Matt, how long have you been here at Talamore? And tell us about this facility and the entire resort that you have.
Yeah, I started here in 2003 as a golf professional at Talamore. Talamore owner bought Mid-South in 2004. And then I kind of moved over here and stayed my time as a golf professional, worked back and forth. And then in 2013, I moved back to Talamore and handled running our travel side of the business, a resort manager and stuff. And then in 2016, I got promoted to general manager. So been doing that since.
So the travel side, and that's where I want to go, because and doing a little bit of research that was provided to us so nicely by the CVB and Martin Arms and Phil. It says in here that you can have a turnkey service of pine needles, mid pine, southern pine, legacy, tobacco road, and longleaf. So do you guys, and included Talamore and Mid-South Club, so you can package all that together if one desires.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great thing. I mean, with so many good golf courses in the area, we're able to book at all of them. And we do. And you know, we got a great online quote system, and the guests go in there, they choose their courses, and you know, we go from there and see if we can book them on there. But we book mid pines, pine needles, southern pines once they're done with all the renovations there, Tobacco Road, Pine Wild, in our two courses, and then Legacy, and you know, there's a bunch of golf courses.
Yeah, we're not going to have enough time with this first visit to play Talamore, but that's where we stayed this week, and one of the really nice condos over there.
It was right behind us. We saw it.
We drove past it every day coming over. Just everything's 4.3 miles within.
That's what Phil says.
Yeah. It is. It's just 4 to 5 miles everywhere. But they deliver breakfast to your front door every morning when you stay here. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not talking a little bit. I'm talking a lot of food.
Yeah. Last year, at the end of 2019, we did a major clubhouse renovation at Talamore so we could serve a breakfast buffet, and obviously COVID hit, and we still had guests coming, and we needed to figure out what we could do because buffets weren't allowed. So, you know, we just said, why don't we deliver it? And it was kind of crazy. I really deliver breakfast, and it ended up working out. We choose time slots for the guests, and it's a family-style breakfast. It's the same thing. You know, there's not a lot of variety. So if you're here a bunch of days, you know, it's eggs and bacon and sausage and biscuits and gravy and some tater tots
The biscuits and gravy are phenomenal. Trust me, I've gained weight. I have pigged out all week on that stuff. And, you know, everything's so convenient. If you need to pick up a few staples to throw in the refrigerator, you can do that. Get you some fruit or whatever else.
Yeah. Matt Hauser, by the way, who's joining us, a general manager here at Talamore Resort. We've had a number of different people on all week, as you know, from different courses and different resorts. And some were native North Carolinians, some were not. What's your story? How'd you get here? And it seems like if you're like the rest of them, you're not anxious to leave once you get here.
No, I mean, I graduated. I'm from Illinois, and I graduated from school Northern Illinois in 1999, and had no idea what I was going to do. So I said, I'm going to drive down to Myrtle Beach and see if I can get a job as a golf professional. And thought 110 courses shouldn't be a problem. And it was.
It should be a problem.
But I found one, and at Long Bay. So I started there, drove back home, loaded up, and started there in 99, and then worked for a few courses in Myrtle Beach for the Myrtle Beach National Company. And then in 2003, my wife graduated in December from Coastal Carolina with a teaching degree and ended up getting a job up here. So we moved up here and been here ever since. And yeah, I mean, it's tough to want to leave.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things here, in addition to the golf, but I mean, just the villages. We had a great dinner last night, the barbecue at, was it the brewery?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that? Yep. The which?
Pioneer's Brewery.
Phil took us to dinner last night.
Yeah.
Google Phil.
Google Phil. He'll take you to dinner.
He's always telling us whenever we have a difficult question, we always hear Phil's voice.
Yeah, we just look over at Phil and say, Phil's voice, Phil.
How far is that place? He goes 4.4 miles. 4.3 miles. Anyway, I don't blame you. I went to Southern Illinois.
Okay.
So that's why I was happy when you said you're from Illinois. Did you grow up in the suburbs, Chicago, or where?
I grew up in Plainfield. Sure. It's about 45 miles south of Chicago.
We've got a good friend, Brennan Sweeney, who's at French Lick Resort, Lick, Indiana. Went to Eastern Illinois.
Okay,
so we got to get Western. We got to get Western covered. Yeah. We got almost all that.
And I went where?
State schools. It doesn't matter, Frank. Once again, not about
Excuse
you.
Excuse me. It's
not
about the you. University of Mississippi. Ole Miss.
Okay.
Ole Miss. By damn. There.
Go ahead.
So there. No, that's just my point. You guys are talking college. Well, yeah, well. Let's talk the 2021 NCAA Women's National Championship in golf. Okay? Hotty toddy. Ole Miss Rebels. Our Lady Rebels.
Wow.
Got
kind of emotional there.
It's the first time a women's sport has won a national championship at Ole Miss.
At least you can say something. I don't think Northern's done it, ever won anything. So I can't say anything. Yeah. So that's awesome.
I believe Northern did in 1821. They won something.
Yeah,
if you want to go back
with
far
Hickories and whatever. Got to purchase
the cooperation that you guys have with all the different areas here and all the different locations and golf courses. Matter of fact, we had yesterday. Give me his name. Google will help me here in this one, from Tobacco Road.
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown?
Yeah,
Chris Brown from Tobacco Road. Not quite Moore County, right, we found out.
But they adopted.
But still included, still part of all. You guys, that cooperation is kind of paramount on how all of you survive, because if any of you are hurt in any way, it would affect them. If any of you are benefited, it affects you too. So the cooperation is just amazing amongst all these different organizations.
Kelly Miller, yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it definitely is. I mean, it's great to be able to have that, and you know, everybody plays nice, and you know, and nobody tries. You know, we send our guests to Tobacco Road and there, and they send their guests here, and it's not like, you know, they come in and be like, hey, you need to stay with us or anything. It's just everybody. Yeah, thanks. You know, thanks for coming, and the great thing about our area is we see a lot of the same guests from the same packager year in and year out. I mean, we operate on about 80% repeat business.
I would think so.
How many villas, units, condos, whatever you call it, do you have between Mid-South Club and Talamore?
We have 82 total units that we can rent out, and that includes a house that's located right in between Talamore and Mid-South. We call it the Palmer Cottage. It sleeps 8. But all in all, we can sleep, if we're at capacity, we sleep close to 400.
That's great.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Palmer Cottage. That's a very interesting story.
Yeah, it's right like I said, right in between here, and it's it used to be with one of the, in 2015, Talamore purchased Maples Golf Packages, and it was a house that they had, and we ended up buying it from them, and you know, we just went in there, and it's, you know, it's got some of the pictures and the memorabilia that you see up here and there. 4 bedrooms, you know, great huge patio out back, and a pool table, big TVs, dartboard, and it's a great spot for guys just to go and hang out, and you know, cornhole boards and chippo and
the
everything.
The dartboard could be dangerous late at night.
Yeah, the dartboard. there's definitely been some repair to the walls around the dartboard and the pool table too. So.
Oh Lord, but you have grills on that patio. You can cook out there, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's a grill out there for that. Yeah, they definitely can. People just, you know, load up. We deliver breakfast there as well. So.
And in addition to all that, you also have a really cool event 2 nights a week, over at Talamore. That I guess anybody, if they're over here, they can go over there too for it. Tell us about that really cool cookout.
Yeah, we do a pig picking every Monday and Thursday for our in-house guests.
Say that again.
A pig picking.
Pig picking.
I just wanted to say it.
You're in the South.
You don't have those in Northern Illinois. You don't have pig pickings.
No. Well, no. You do in Mississippi and you do in Tennessee. So there.
You don't have. Yeah. Okay.
But you know, we've got a great chef who prepares that for us. He goes every week and he gets the product and comes and cooks it. You know, gets there about 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, and starts it and cooks it and then serves it right off the grill. So
it's phenomenal. It was fantastic.
That's awesome.
Do you get to play a lot of golf? You're playing with us today, are you not?
Yep, I'm going to jump in there with you
guys.
Which,
by the way, okay.
Oh yeah.
Beware.
I'm right there with you.
I'm not nearly as good as I used to be.
I don't understand.
I've got 5 kids at home, so I don't get to play golf very often.
I'm just going to ask. Do you get out much? I mean, you used to be a pro, but even pros don't play as much as people think they do. And now as a GM, do you get a chance too much?
No, I mean, you know, a few times. I mean, I was, I think my handicap probably, if I keep it, I'm still got some scores from like 2014 to 2015 in my last 20. So it's not
there you go.
Not that many. I'll play more so in you know, we do a stag night with our members, which is a 2-person scramble. So I always jump in with a member and play in that. So, you know, 4 or 5 of those a year, but.
Maybe we could scramble today. That would help my game.
and the designers too. You've got Nicholas and Reese Jones?
Palmer.
Palmer and Reese Jones?
Yep.
Yeah. Golf courses, which are, and all around, you really are going to have phenomenal designers in almost any golf course that you go here, but you've got two really special ones.
Yeah. No, they're really good. And two different golf courses, which is nice. I mean, Mid-South it's got a lot of water, which is very unique to the area. You don't see a lot of courses that have a lot of water, and this one does. Tallamore doesn't have much, but not as long, but it's definitely a shot maker's golf course. It's
a little narrow.
Yeah. And the greens are tough. The greens are a little smaller, and they are fast, and they're hard to putt, and they're always in good shape. So,
but it's fair. I mean, everybody I've talked to here, just like this, our good friend Greg Austin from here, you know Greg.
Yep.
He played a few holes with me the other day. Yep. We got out, not long, but he said it's, you know, I don't like to call a golf course hard, but some are. Some are just hard, period.
Yep.
This is, it can be set up to play very difficult. It can be set up as a championship, I'm sure.
Yep.
But it's very fair. It was a very fair golf course.
Yeah, it's got some, you know, the fairways are wide, which is nice. And greens are big. When we did the renovation here in 2017, we recaptured almost an acre of green space from that had the Bermuda had kind of encroached into the bent grass. So we went from maintaining 3 acres to 4 acres of greens. So our greens got a lot bigger, which was pretty cool.
And you guys also have a relationship with courses in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
So what's that about?
Yeah, that's our owner's got, he owns two courses up there, Tallamore Country Club up there and Applecross. Tallamore's in Ambler and Applecross is in Downington. So he's got two up there and two down here.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And the members, you know, their members come and utilize our facility in the wintertime and early spring. And our members go up there every once in a while because we do have a lot of transplants from there. So they go and play up there. But it's just great to have that, you know, seamless memberships. You're a member up there, you're a member down here.
Yeah, I think everybody around, Frank and I were talking yesterday, everybody around this area that we've encountered have been so nice. And just like you're saying, they all cooperate with each other. There never seems to be any animosity, which isn't always the case. Sometimes people want to badmouth another place and say, oh, I don't know if you ever go there, their greens are terrible or something or whatever. Almost like, don't do that. Stay at my place. But as you said, it's like everybody's just happy that you're all here. It's like, you know, you want to share it with everybody.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it is. It's just, you know, and we get Pinehurst. Pinehurst has, you know, Pinehurst is the only facility that we don't, you know, outside of the private clubs that we don't book at. Wish we could, but they, you know, they have theirs and totally get it. But, you know, Pinehurst is still, you know, it's the lead car. I mean, it's, you know, people come and they may come to Pinehurst and then they go out and they see other golf courses and they may venture out. So, you know, it's always good. And then Pinehurst gets the whole area, the record, you know, with the U.S. Opens and just the name
say,
and everything
guys,
else.
You guys I get mean, the benefit of U.S. Opens too, which is coming again to Pinehurst in 2024.
Yep,
24.
Yeah.
But that certainly is going to spread a few dollars around everybody
and all
the notoriety in all this area because everybody will go watch, but they'll play different courses around here. So, yeah, what helps Pinehurst would help all of you guys as well.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, with the U.S. Open, we get a lot of lodging from it.
Yeah.
Corporate guests, sometimes USGA guests, and you know, so it is. And they come and they play. They don't play as much golf as you would think. You know, they said that this one's going to be a little different than years past, that they don't open that they're currently not opening the Corporate Village until Thursdays now, where they used to open it on Mondays.
On Mondays, yeah.
Yep, so they So that's a little different. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Well, there's a lot of great golf going on. Matter of fact, we played yesterday at Golf Club of North Carolina.
Country Club.
I'm sorry, CCNC. Country Club of North Carolina. And they are hosting, what, U.S. Amateur?
It's the U.S. Junior Amateur.
Junior Amateur.
It'll be July.
Which they've done a number of times
July
before.
12th, I believe.
Yeah.
Right in that time frame.
Yep. Yeah. And so that'll bring a crowd here as well. I mean, it's all good for everybody, it seems to me.
Well,
yeah,
the Tallamore Open. Golf Course, though, so going back to it, in 2018 – was the National Golf Course Owners Association Course of the Year.
Yeah.
That's pretty prestigious.
Yeah, that's definitely good, you know, for, you know, it was voted on by our golf association. So, it was definitely good to have. And, you know, following the renovation over there in 2016, I mean, that golf course just gets better and better every year. I got really good superintendents at both golf courses and they do a great job. Them and their whole staff, I mean, it's they work hard and it's good to see.
Well, everybody's so nice here, though. Tim and I were talking about this, and we're not stroking you. This is the truth. We travel a lot and do a lot of live shows around the country and out of the country. I don't think I've ever been somewhere where every single, down to the last person I've met, whether your cart guy, when we got ourselves locked out of the building the other night. He was so nice, and of course, Tim broke into your building to get us in here. But everybody
it's a
is
skill I developed my, in my Illinois. Yeah,
he's my second story man. Everybody, I'm dead serious, man. By golly, everybody is so friendly and so nice, and it's all about there are different styles of people in life. You know, there are the takers, the people who want to climb the corporate ladder, but they're the givers that usually climb the ladder the quickest and are the most successful in life. And I haven't met anybody here that's not a giver.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And your organization and across this entire, the villages of Pinehurst.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Yeah. So kudos to you guys.
Thank you.
It all comes, I mean, not stroking you, but it comes from senior management.
Yeah.
So it's top down. So you must be doing one heck of a good job.
Well, I appreciate that. And I do. But yeah, I mean, that's one of the things. I mean, we want people to come here and we want them to feel like, you know, they're a guest and they come here and, you know, that's why we do the breakfast, you know, hospitality included is kind of our thing. You know, we want them to come and stay and go play, you know, great golf courses, you know, food and beverage, have a good burger and good wings and good beer and, you know, let them come and hang out and, you know, spend a lot of money in the, renovations of the clubhouses the past few years here, and it's great. You know, people, you know, just come and hang out. We're doing a little bit of a renovation at Talamore, adding a deck to the back. It's about 1,000-square-foot deck, yeah. So hopefully that, you know, that was supposed to be done a while ago, but, you know, things are a little slow right
things
now.
Happen.
So,
well, lumber's increased in price too, hadn't it?
Yeah, lumber has, but it was even hard to get. You know, we use a Trex decking product, you know, and it was hard to get too. But I think they've got that, so hopefully it. You know, maybe in a couple more weeks, but that's going to be great right out there looking out back over the 18th hole of Talamore.
The swimming pool, that area. Yeah. Someone we know, I just won't say the name, but he's a member of several clubs around here. And he's big in the golf world. He's a PGA professional, lifetime member. Told me, just point blank, first day, he said, Frank, Mid-South Club is my favorite golf course in town. And that was coming from him. I thought that was pretty stout.
Yeah.
So
you probably get a lot of that.
We do. I mean, we do get a
just
lot.
Just looking
of,
at it, I can't wait to play. But just looking at it,
you're gonna love it.
Just,
you're gonna love this course.
Yeah. I mean, we do get a lot of people that you know that do say that. I mean, it got you know, it's top 15 in the state by Golf Week, and we got you know top 200 for resort courses in the country. So I mean, I thought that was good. And you know, Talamore's got it. Talamore for this year with a Golf Advisor, which is now Golf Pass, you know, it's got this readers thing. Talamore got voted number one course in the state by that, and it top 25 course conditions in the country, which was pretty good. And that's nice because that's the people who play it and you know, put those reviews out there.
It's a beautiful facility, everything you have. If people want to know more, a website they could go to book a room, to book a stay and play package, whatever?
Yeah, www.talamoregolfresort.com. You can look right there. It's got all the golf courses, all the other golf courses in the area, too, so you can check them out. There's an easy quote button on there when you kind of have an idea where you want to stay and what courses you want to play. You go there, put it through, and one of our golf packagers will get in touch with you.
It is a pleasure to be here all week, and we thank you for your hospitality and for everybody here underneath you that has done a phenomenal job with us and helped us do the shows. We can't wait to come back and stay here and do some more shows.
Oh, yeah.
So Matt, thank
you
so much.
Sounds great. You're welcome.
For your time.
Yep.
Good luck getting warmed up for Frank and I.
Yeah,
and I would start right about now if I were you.
If I were you, I'd probably drink heavily. I shouldn't say that on the air. But just don't watch my golf swing.
Okay? I got you.
It'll ruin you.
Right back at you.
You just want to do you want to practice a lot of this kind of like that quick flinch like that is what you're going to have to.
Terrible swing.
So you don't pull any muscles while we're hitting balls left and right at you.
It's brutal.
All right, Matt, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Again, Matt Hauser, general manager here at Mid-South Club and Talamore Golf Resort. Just a pleasure to be pig-picking,
you know,
with him.
It's a pleasure.
Yep.
You get tired.
You do?
When you as much golf as we've been playing here, you get really tired.
Okay.
And worn out.
Especially when you're all over the course. You know, it's
a lot
of walking.
That was just not a nice thing to say to
me. I'm not saying just you. I'm saying even a golf cart. You still walk a lot.
Yes, you are.
You got to go find balls like we do.
Full disclosure. I was just out of sorts yesterday. Honestly, it was because I had to do a radio show for a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
So the hit happened right at 11:30, and our tee time was 12. And so I was on the phone all the way up to having one of the really nice guys at CCNC rush me out to the first tee to meet you guys. and I'm stumbling, fumbling, trying to put on my shoes and the whole deal. So that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
So there.
It works.
Got it?
It works.
But I'm tired.
But when you're tired, and I think I know where you're going with this, Frank.
Yeah.
When you're tired and you're fatigued, and whether it's playing golf all over the golf course or whether it's doing something else,
thanks.
Then True Niagen is the body energy that is perfect for you. It keeps the engine of your body going. It supports heart health as well. And it's very easy to find out more about this and do like Frank and I do. When you take it, you'll realize what we're saying is if you get run down tired, whether it's golf or anything else, just life, it builds you back up. It gives you the energy that you need. If you go to TrueNiagen.com/golf, that's TrueNiagen.com/golf, and it's spelled TrueNiagen, TrueNiagen.com/golf, you get 10% off your first purchase. Just put in golf, and that kind of circles back to us, and people realize that
and it works,
that we're telling you about it, and it's going to work for you. It's going to help you off an awful lot. It's got 11 clinical studies backed by it. It's got different people behind it that are Nobel Prize winners. So it's very well researched, and it's a product that's going to work for you. True Niagen, TrueNiagen.com/golf will get you the deal that you're looking for.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But folks, it works. It works well.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Again, we're coming to you from Southern Pines, North Carolina at the Mid-South Golf Club. And Frank and I will be back to talk a little bit about the U.S. Open and what's happening on the other coast at Torrey Pines. When we return, this is Golf Talk America.
Hey, it's John Ashton from Those Weekend Golf Guys, and I was talking to Frank just the other day about daily fantasy sports, and I said, Frank, you play? And he went, well, I used to, but I'd never win. I said, well, that doesn't surprise me. 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose. The game's rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups and experts with a lot more tools and a lot more time than you have, so you don't stand a chance, Frank. And then I told them about Stat Hero. It is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works, okay? Stat Hero will show you their lineup, and then they dare you to beat them. You see, it's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes, and it's winner-take-all. You have the advantage. Try it yourself. Go to stathero.com/golftalk. Sign up for free, and right now you can get 3 times back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match, and that's unheard of. stathero.com/golftalk. This is a game even Frank could win.
Hey guys, it's Neil Michaels, Sales Director of Golf Talk America. Did you know that 2/3 of all men will start to lose their hair by age 35? But I learned the best way to prevent more hair loss is to do something about it while you still have some. And that solution is Hims. Hims is helping guys like you and me be the best version of ourselves with licensed medical providers and FDA-approved products designed to help treat hair loss. And today, Hims is giving you their best offer yet. Go to forhims.com/golftalk and receive your first visit absolutely free. That's right, it's free. And if you're not happy with your results after 90 days, Hims will give you a full refund. That's forhims.com/golftalk. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Guys, baldness can be optional. forhims.com/golftalk.
Welcome back, Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews, Frank Bassett coming to you from Southern Pines, North Carolina, where we've been all week long and had it just a phenomenal time. We're going to have more of a phenomenal time today because we're going to play right here where we're doing their show from the Mid-South Golf Club. And so we'll tell you about that next week when you next join us. This will be our final show from here, but next week we'll wrap things up with the U.S. Open, which is taking place right now, obviously, as most people know, certainly golf fans know, out at Torrey Pines, the 121st U.S. Open, and so we'll do that next week. Sitting in with us as we wrap the show up and finally say goodbye is one of the guys responsible for us being here, Phil Wirtz. You heard him a few days ago here on the show. He's the president and CEO for the Pinehurst, Southern Pines, Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Phil, welcome back.
Hey, happy Friday.
Thank you. Yeah, happy Friday.
Oh, it's unhappy Friday.
We got to survive the week.
It's unhappy Friday. We're leaving tomorrow.
We played with Phil yesterday. Yeah.
Phil played well.
And, played very well. And we went to dinner with Phil last night.
Just a great place.
Phil's like gum on our shoe.
We cannot get rid of Phil.
He is Mr. Google, too.
We cannot get rid of Phil.
He did answer all the questions during the show.
Phil's got every answer.
Last night, dinner was at the
Pinehurst Brewing Company. It'll be 3 years old this September. It was actually retrofitted into what was the original steam plant that was built in Pinehurst in 1895. It powered the village until the 1970s.
Wow. And well, they cool place. They had some of the pipes and the gauges and all that in there.
It was really cool.
Plus, they have an outdoor beer garden, which is really neat.
That's because I thought you guys were late, and I texted you and you said, hey, our table's ready.
Oh, we're
out
drinking.
You guys need to get here. And it's like, hey, we've been out here drinking for 15 minutes.
I thought we might have been at the wrong place.
It was more than 15 minutes. Right. Okay, you saw Tim. Yeah. Say your ABCs.
it was fun.
It was fun.
Nice
the food was great.
Man, you had the brisket.
Had the brisket.
Tim had the pulled pork. They make great pizzas, too, man. You can't go wrong with that.
You had the pizza. Did you notice what Tim said when we first started to eat? He said, man, y'all going to have to help me eat this. There's a lot of pulled pork.
A lot of pulled pork.
It was gone, wasn't it? He ate every bit of it.
I did eat it.
Yeah, every bit of it.
I told my wife we went to dinner at a barbecue place, and coming from Texas, you know, we're kind of used to some pretty good barbecue. And she said, oh, you know, Carolina barbecue is supposed to be so great, especially the pulled pork. What did you have? And I said,
pulled pork.
I don't know that I knew that, but I got the pulled pork. She goes, well, you were smart. You got the one you should get. So anyway,
but tell us this, though. The Carolina barbecue sauce. Western Carolina barbecue sauce as opposed to Eastern Carolina sauce.
Mustard base versus vinegar base. So okay. Yeah, there's an ongoing battle. In fact, what's cool about that is that battle will continue this September. Make plans. You say goodbye, but you not need to make plans to come back.
Okay.
I would do it on Labor Day weekend because the inaugural Pinehurst Barbecue Festival takes place in the village of Pinehurst. Matt Prieto, who is actually on Barbecue Brawl, which just started on Food Network this past week, he's one of the pit masters that's coming to town, and we have several others. They will battle it out for best pit master in North Carolina, and then I'm sure they'll be waging the battle between Western Carolina barbecue.
So not only
Eastern
the way they grill it, cook it, but also the sauce that goes with it, right? It's all
going
to be a competition.
It's all good.
Well, now, see, I grew up
pretty cool
in the Memphis, Tennessee area.
Okay.
Actually, across the river in Arkansas. And that barbecue, you know, the Rendezvous, which is world famous, that's a dry rub that we have there at the Rendezvous. But Memphis barbecue is you know, competes all the time with Carolina barbecue and Texas barbecue. So maybe we need to have a state off.
Their ribs are more like beef ribs. Are more
they're
like,
beef ribs, yeah. But Tennessee barbecue or Memphis barbecue is a really sweet sauce. Mm. I mean, it's a syrupy sauce on it. It was good, but this stuff was
it was
great.
Last night was
the
was
greens.
Amazing. Was
I couldn't
amazing.
Get you to. You kept looking at them like. You
oh, the collards are phenomenal.
Those collard greens are phenomenal. Yeah. Tim said that looks like you cleaned out your lawnmower.
Can't do collard greens.
They're just good.
It's not my favorite. Hey, Phil, while we're talking to you about what's going on here, we're also kind of, and a lot of this started with Pinehurst and having U.S. Opens coming down the road. We're listening and watching the U.S. Open at what's going on at Torrey Pines. But I want to ask you about this because the big story coming out of the first round, a couple of big stories, but one of which was Phil and what happened with him. And he had some people with cameras. We've got out of COVID, and now fans are back, and that's a great thing. And everybody loves it.
Right.
But there's going to be that downside of it as well. And I'm glad to see that Phil didn't really get too irritated. He stepped back a couple of times because the person didn't turn their volume off, so you could hear the clicking of their camera phone. But afterwards, he was like, I get it. You know, people want pictures. And you're this level. Yeah. You want people around. And some of them are going to do those things. He was kind of cool about it. But other people were like, that I saw announcers, were acting like it was such a distraction, such a bad thing. I'm kind of curious how you see that. I see it as it's just something that's going to happen. Just like every sport, you're going to have fans waving behind goalposts.
Oh,
you're
going
to have things happening.
Yeah.
Pro golfers, you just have to put up with it, don't you? Because you have to have the fans. They're the ones that are supporting everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, these guys have to stay laser focused. You know, it's an ongoing battle. Even yesterday, Bryson DeChambeau, when he teed off the first hole, a couple guys said, hey, Brooksy.
Yeah.
And but apparently it subsided. But, yeah, I mean, phones on the golf course, I mean, I'm an advocate of it. I mean, it's the same argument. Well, not the same, but a similar argument to people using these music boxes. Like you said, you kept yours in your room because you want to be reverent for Pinehurst number 2 and Pine Needles. But, you know, at first, I'm a traditionalist. You know, I wore long pants yesterday because I have really white legs. and I'm
out of bounds steaks, are they?
And susceptible to skin cancer, so I try to cover up as much as I can. But, you know, at first, I was like, music on the golf course, really? But then, you know, you go to the cradle and you hear that. And then, you know, I start playing, you know, like Jerry, who we played with yesterday. He keeps a music box with him, and he didn't have it yesterday. But he'll play, and I've gotten used to it. And, you know,
things
seriously,
change.
Do you really think these guys – I guess you're in the middle of a swing and you hear something go off. But if you hear like a click and you're almost getting ready to hit your putt, I mean, how much does it really
– Yeah.
I mean, if you're really
– I wonder about it too, because you're outside. You're going to hear birds. You're going to hear natural things that happen. Airplanes are going over.
What about the cicadas?
You've got cicadas at Memorial.
That was deafening. Right? The Memorial? That was
deafening.
So I think – you know, and go back to – and I don't mean to keep bringing it up, but go back to the long drive that we talked about last segment. When – you would do the long drive events.
Oh, it was music.
They were
and
cranking Def Leppard. I mean, it wasn't just a little, you know, easy listening kind of thing or country music that you'd listen to on your car. They were cranking it. And yet, I think it's the suddenness. So my point is, don't make everybody be so quiet.
So,
because if you're all quiet, then one person jingling their keys sounds magnified, and that becomes the problem where you can't help that little sound. So let people and get used to it. Get used to... I think when I was growing up, maybe I'm wrong. Just tell me if I am. When we were younger, if you're playing basketball as a youngster, even in grade school or whatever, didn't they quiet down during free throws? Like, didn't the crowd give you like a reverence? I thought there was like a – whereas now they scream crazy as people are shooting free throws. I think I'm right on that it was polite to not bother somebody when you're shooting free throws. The crowd, even if it's 100 people, would –
there are no more rules.
Get quiet. Now there's no more rules.
The rules are gone.
You shoot free throws, you got everybody going nuts. So it does change.
Speaking to music, we at the Masters a couple of years ago in our house there in Augusta, we had some big speakers. You know, the speakers that we travel with, the great big JBLs on the tripods and all that. Well, we had those in the house because they had leased them for us and put them in our studio, our set where we did the show. So the theme that week was Motley Crue, and we were blasting Motley Crue up and down Azalea Boulevard. Oh, my God. And hitting golf balls out of the foyer in the house off of a mat and had somebody across the street with an umbrella to try to keep it from going through people's windows.
Wow. Didn't really work.
It didn't work out well. Didn't work out well. But, no, speaking of music on the course, you don't – it's okay, I think, to have it, but some people go overboard.
Well,
and crank it up really too loud, so you hear it two fairways across.
Well, Phil, when you're trying to get young people, right, here you are in Pinehurst, greater Pinehurst area, and you're getting more and more golfers, but you've got to get a new core membership.
You've
got to get people coming in. It can't just be a bunch of 50, 60-plus-year-old guys playing. Those younger guys aren't going to sit there and go, okay, I'm sorry, what was the rule again?
No, it's
good. You can't bring your phone on the course. You can't. They'll never play. They'll be like, okay, then I'm not going to do it. I can't play some music.
Got to be hip. Got to be cool. Tom Pache earlier this week talked about the Cradle. They play music out there. They're actually building a bar out there called the Cradle Crossing.
Yeah.
It's going to be ready sometime.
Oh, dear God.
Party in time for the barbecue festival this September, late August. But it's a wraparound four-sided bar.
Yeah.
You know, they make transfusions out there, whatever you want. I mean, honestly, as a tourism ambassador for this destination, I'll go out there on Sunday evenings because they have these beautiful Adirondack chairs that face the west. You can just you don't even have to play the Cradle. You can just watch the sunset.
Yeah.
It's and watch people play. It's beautiful, and I love like asking people, "Where are you from?"
Sure.
I'm from Ohio. I'm from Texas. I'm from you know, Guatemala, whatever it may be. But it's interesting that people come here, whether it be the first time, the 10th time, the 24th time. Everybody's got a story to tell. But the more you make it fun and entertaining, Pinehurst's done a great job. And in these other places, you've talked to Matt and Kelly Miller and everybody else. That
sure.
Chris Brown, I mean, you know, we're all very collaborative and cooperative and sense of community. We all want to make this destination one that those younger people choose in the future because that is our future, you know.
You know what's funny is – In keeping with the youngness, when phones became in vogue, let's go back 15 years, 12 years, whatever, and the first breakout of that and everybody seeming to have one at the Byron Nelson in Colonial where I'd go to cover tournaments in the Dallas area, there was a strict no cell phones, right? No cell phones. You can't bring it. No. It was a bad thing because it was going to be a distraction. It was going to be whatever.
Right.
Then social media kind of convinced all of the marketing people for those tournaments we want people tweeting about being at the Byron Nelson and telling people how much fun they're having, what's going on. It just did a complete flip in about 2 or 3 years.
The camera phone.
They,
Changed everything.
They started saying,
changed everything.
Bring your phones. Bring it out here and talk about stuff. And yes, take pictures and do it. Now you want them to turn them off so they don't make sounds, but they want the notoriety. So it's completely changed from where it was. It was a pariah. It still is at Augusta.
Right? No phones, nothing.
You still got to put it in a bucket, right?
Used to be able to bring it to a practice round, though. But
yes.
But you cannot now.
You couldn't. I remember even
not doing the tournaments.
Right. I remember even doing it on when I would do play-by-play on PGA Tour Radio. And I remember being at forgetting which tournament might have been the BMW Championship. Well, a lot of when I'm broadcasting, I've got my headphones on like I do now, and before they come to me, I would be on my phone looking to make sure the leaderboard is updated. Right, I had to kind of know my facts, and I had a woman come over to me like a volunteer. Sir, you have to put your phone away. I mean, I'm sitting there with PGA Tour radio stuff everywhere, and she's telling me, and I go, no, I don't. I wasn't trying to be a jerk, but it was like,
but you succeeded.
I go, but this is what I'm doing, and I'm not going to listen to the volunteer tell me that. And I said, this is where my information is. And she goes, and she's real nervous. Right? She's like, I'm just being told that nobody can have a phone. I go, if somebody has a problem, you can come talk to me about it. But I needed to know what, I didn't have a leaderboard. I didn't know it. So it's funny, some places, and that wasn't that long ago, we're still a little bit iffy about it, but social media has just changed it all. We're going back to talking about
and
the
camera phone has been a boon.
Yes, you don't have to do old camera stuff. No. Everybody's got a
just
phone
just holds
right
it
there.
Up and takes the shot.
And, and by the way, if you ever see a picture or even watch TV and Rory, one of the big guys about to hit, I mean, how many phones? You could count them.
Tons of them.
They're, everybody's in the crowd has their phone up like this to take a picture of being there with Rory.
The video.
So, it's a common thing.
I'm waiting for, you know, drones keep getting smaller and smaller. I'm waiting until somebody
personal drone
in a drone and to, hey, check this out.
Like a drone is this big going up like this. You set your drone up to take a picture.
I have a couple.
You know?
And drones I took it to Augusta. I have a GoPro, the big GoPro drone.
Yeah.
And took it to Augusta. They have it, I guess it's a perimeter, whatever. They can jam it and it'll crash. Yeah, at Augusta. You can't fly it up toward, I mean, not even up where we were at Azalea House, up toward toward Washington Road. Yeah. You can't do it.
On the positive side, when broadcast actually used those drones at Augusta National for the first time.
That was fabulous.
How cool was that?
Yeah. That was
fabulous. To be able to see those kind of views.
Yeah. I mean, it's the evolution of everything. But, yeah, you're right. The day is coming when a drone will be the size of your phone. Your phone will have a drone
capability. It's already here.
So it's like you send it up and it's like this big.
DJI has that little bitty drone that has a 4K camera in it. It's here.
It's got to be silent.
Well, what about at Michael Jordan's course, the Grove down in Florida, they have drones that will deliver drinks to your group.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's pretty cool.
Sure do.
So we're going to do the next live show from Jordan's spot.
That is pretty neat. Well, Phil, as we wrap things up, any final words, any thoughts about people coming here, visiting, being here? This place is, we say it enough, and we don't want to sound like we're disingenuous about it, but it really is a really special place for people that haven't been here before in the Pinehurst area.
It is just dripping with golf history, but it has such a great future ahead of it. All the U.S. Opens that are planned here through 2047, it's a $2 billion impact to the state of North Carolina, huge impact to this destination. You guys have never been here until this week. Did
it's
I even
crazy.
Have to say anything
to
promote? Although that's my job, and we continue to do that. We want people to come here, experience Pinehurst if you've never done it. There are great golf courses, not just at the resort, but throughout this destination, plus the restaurants, the shopping, everything else. It is a true golf destination, but so much more. And you can go to homeofgolf.com, learn more, all kinds of packages on there. But, even if your wife doesn't play golf, bring her here. There's a spa at the resort. There are tons of day spas in Southern Pines. There's great shopping. So there's so much to do for the family. And then for kids, too, the U.S. Kids World Championships are this July and August. There will be 2,500 kids here. Golf just continues to grow and grow, and the national resurgence in the game is definitely taking place here. We're on pace for what's going to be an all-time record year for the destination and tourism here. We look forward to hosting for the U.S. Women's Open next year at Pine Needles, and then in 2024 for the U.S. Open. So 3 years from now, we'll be right here at Pinehurst number 2, and we hope you come back many times between now and then.
We will.
Thank you. Absolutely.
And anybody listening should do the same thing.
They should.
Come check it out. It is a very magical place, the home of American golf right here. Well said, Phil. We appreciate it. All right.
Thank you.
Frankie Frank, we're about done.
It's been fun. It's been good to see you again. It's a lot more fun to sit here at the table and do the show
than
sitting in our remote studios.
Yeah.
And dealing with the internet issues sometimes that we deal with.
That World Wide Web thing, it gets a little complicated.
They can fly
sometimes, you know,
a helicopter on Mars, but we can't communicate.
Why can't we just take the running car?
Don't hide behind the chainsaws, honey.
Don't sink Dave Mason.
Don't do it.
All right, that should do it. Thank you again to Phil Wirtz. He's the president and CEO of Pinehurst Southern Pines Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, for being with us also today. Matt Hauser, general manager of the Talamore Golf Resorts. Just check them out. Just get to North Carolina. Get here somehow anyway, and you'll have a phenomenal time. That'll do it. We'll be back next week. Be sure to join us then, because Frank and I will be wrapping up what's going on at Torrey Pines for the 121st U.S. Open. In the meantime, for Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for being with us. Join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.